Is that better?
That was almost too much to take.
Almost, yes.
How could you do it 2 weeks in a row? Johnny Carson's boys writing.
Persuasion, it's that sweet persuasion. You got it, Dallas. Well, listen, I'm going to see you. Are you going to take care of us for the next 3 hours, you and Miss Amy and Uncle Shane?
Yes, the doctor at Fat Hospital will take care of you.
I will take care of that.
So we're making bets on who's going to die first.
Well, I got a driver tonight, so you don't have to worry about me. Isn't that nice to know? You can relax now. You know, that's like telling you I'm in the National Guard, ain't it?
Yes, sleep well. We are here.
Don't tell him your driver wears dark glasses all the time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got to go out. Yeah, I'm glad you reminded me of that. I gotta do my brownie imitation. All right. We got to go out in style
like,
here.
You don't look like Roy Orbison. You look like Roy Orbit's son.
Roy Orbit
is
right. Roy Orbit, yeah. Dallas, it's been a pleasure. And it's been a pleasure being with you and about you and Ms. Amy and Uncle Sherman and Terrell Lynn and all you all. I got to go. I can't be doing this. See you all around. Huh? Keep stay fat, friends. And if you don't know how, give me a call. I'll tell you.
Bluegrass music. You can pick it, but you can't smoke it. Hey, take care.
Great, Al.
No.
Let's all give Al a big hand now. Come on, everybody out there. Come on.
Over the mic. All right.
Bluegrass. Told me everything I know.
Messy Smith.
Let me see you do something with it now, boy.
It's about 6 minutes past nine. Good evening, campers. Dallas Dobro with you, and Amy to my left, or your right, if you're watching.
Sherman's even farther left.
Sherman, well, they just took Sherman away.
Oh, no.
We're going.
We need to turn this mic up right here.
You betcha.
Turn the mic up.
We're going to try to offer as much as we can tonight in 3 hours, so I don't know how we can do that except for not talk much and play a lot of music, and that's what we're here for. So, going to start things off with an anthem in bluegrass music and progressive bluegrass, and call it what you want. But it's Doug Dillard, Gene Clark, Bernie Leadon. I think this is one of Bernie Leadon of the Eagles' first recordings. It was a fantastic expedition of Dillard and Clark. We'll start off with the radio song. Give us another healthy burp there since you're off the air, Al. And the boy is healthy.
Miles from Memphis, I think that was the sign. I'll be driving through tomorrow just to lose a worried mind. If I reach Colorado, I won't look back where I've been. It seems so long since I have seen her. Where will I begin? Night before last, walking, pacing four rooms worth of floor. It isn't long since she's been gone, but now I need her more. A wise man wrote, what isn't there is what you want to find. So now I'll have to find her so that I won't lose my mind. I've listened to the radio, all the music that is on, but every song they're playing is about a love that's gone. 100,000 miles it seems since yesterday. It hasn't been that long, but fate just lays it on that way. Memphis, I think that was the sign. I'll be be driving through tomorrow just to lose a worried mind. If I reach Colorado, I won't look back where I've been. It seems so long since I have seen her. Where will I begin? A young man lived along the Merrimack, washed in the river when the water ran clean. I waited for the day I could buy me a Cadillac and see a lot of things that I never had seen. Hey, 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 boys, I think I'm getting old. Sitting by the fire when the weather gets cold.
Chestnut, there is me.
she's Mother Nature's child, stands undaunted in the rain. The water grips off tail and mane. Old East in a field dancing in the clover. Have a real good time. I will fly away when the storm is over.
There we are, Sammy Bush, Newgrass Revival and the Boys. It's KFAT Radio, where it's in about 9:15. We want to play that, and the entire staff, I'm sure, wants to dedicate to that to Sam Bush, who's gone through some pretty serious illnesses lately, but he's doing all right thanks to all the fatheads out there who sent him the prayer waves back to Nashville, Tennessee. So
good luck waves and the all kinds of stuff.
Hey.
Can we turn this up? Are we working?
No, we're
one,
not.
One, two.
We are having one problem with the left mic, so the left side of your brain will not work tonight for a while. Let's get into more music. Amy, what do you say about this Paul Siebel tune here?
I'd say this is a fine album that finally has come back into print. I found it used, but I did see it live. Is that the word for it? If it's alive, it's
we're
in print.
We're all found used most
yeah,
of the time.
Most of us are pretty used, and this is called She Made Me Lose My Blues on FAT.
Take it away, boys.
Change me. I wanna let it shine just like a blinding light. But I'll go back for more. I'll be a tapping at her door. They will climb the hill and win away, but we'll sing
you think I ain't been treating you right? Maybe I'm imagining these last few years when you said there ain't been no one but you. I guess you could have been the way I held my tears when you leave to go out for fun. I hope I don't ask you where you stay. Have yourself a good time for me. And I don't wanna hear the phone ring unless it's for me. I got business coming in and my style don't come for free. It don't matter to me anymore who you see. Can't be waiting up and I ain't got no extra key. But I'll give you another dollar for a drink, cause I know you a whole lot better than you think. Go on and have yourself a good time for me.
Thank you. show down in the Santa Cruz Bay. Low he is saying, low here's one for play, and both of us take it away. Together we smoke on the bong pipe, while we see our roll in dismay. Well, I smoke it with hope when he say so, even in the month of May. More so the pity for fellows who wish he was gay. Together we drink till tomorrow, and likewise we live for today. Well, I'm loose with the Bruce anytime he choose, even in the month of May. Yes, I'm loose with the Bruce anytime he choose, even in the month of May.
Ladies, does your husband wake up in the morning feeling lustless, listless?
Another story of a poor thing that got the shaft from another worthless
poor
man.
What? Yeah, those worthless things are all over the place.
T-H-A-N-G, thing.
Yes, that's Linda Hargrove, Farmer's former wife from Music Is Your Mistress album.
Oh, this is the music of your life.
Yes.
Is that right? Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Not yet.
What else do we have? A little bit of Larry Hosford, Month of May from
nice.
Lorenzo.
We all have to bow our heads and say how to do to Larry, a great artist in the Bay Area, now residing in Reno. Is that right?
I believe so. And we heard from... Who did we hear from? Jonathan Edwards, Have Yourself a Good Old Time for Me, which is what I plan on doing.
We haven't heard much from Jonathan Edwards in a long time. People ask about that guy and those two records. Hey, all right.
Hi, Big Shorty.
Big Shorty and the Pile Drivers.
Big Shorty and the Pile Drivers. We're going to play that classic little children's song called The Whip.
No.
I think, Big Shorty, you'll be happy to know that Mr. Rogers sang that the other day on TV. My young boy Luke was watching.
Just,
I got
just
him
his leathers. It was really nice.
I got him a whip for Christmas. A little whippersnapper. That's why they call him whippersnappers, I guess. But yes. Anyway, we'll be playing that. Tell us about Big Shorty Sherman.
Yeah, well, Big Shorty is a wonderful friend of mine, and Ernest Tubb loves him too. When Ernest Tubb did a Fat Fry, he dedicated the whole show to Big Shorty. Big Shorty's Johnny Hicks.
Johnny Hicks.
Of KTOM. Okay, now everybody knows John. Okay,
we're trying to find.
So now you can't hide. He does the senior citizens dinners for the restaurant with the little Indian logo, okay? And that's Big Shorty.
The wampum?
Yes. Well, there's one right down here on the highway.
Oh, now, yeah.
The Golden West. Oh,
I'm sorry.
We weren't supposed to say that, okay?
They didn't.
So he called up to say hi to us. And
one of the many big fat heads.
Look at this.
And if you folks don't remember this, we're going to get into some Western swing. Old Shorty's into swing. This isn't... This is more like a mental hospital swing.
Yeah,
isn't it?
I don't think so.
So
yes.
We'll take it away. Here we go. This is to you, Johnny. Dancing here, Shorty.
No, no, anything but the whip.
Anything?
The whip, the whip.
Something for you.
For me?
It's a trip to Disneyland for you and your friends, Eddie. Well, Johnny, you heard it from the folks. Great a record. We will play part two. How about that? Okay, here we go.
Right here.
Arky, tell him Tex got a job for him out in California, picking up prunes, squeezing all out of olives. Oh dear, Oaky, if you see Arky, tell him Tex got a job for him out in California, raking up gold, playing fiddle in the follies. Now he'll be lucky if he finds a place to live. But there's orange juice fountains flowing for those kids of his. Oh dear, Oaky, if you see Arky, tell him Tex got a job for him out in California, digging all wells. All he needs is a shovel, Oh, dear Okie, if you see Archie, tell him Tex got a job for him out in California selling used cars, just a-waiting for the suckers. Oh, dear Okie, if you see Archie, tell him Tex got a job for him out in California working in a bank. All he needs is some money. Now he'll be lucky if he finds a place to live. But there's orange juice fountains flowing for those kids of his. Oh, dear Okie, if you see Archie, tell him Peck's got a job for him out in California. Picking up prunes, squeezing oil out of olives.
Larry, how you doing?
Hey, I'm here.
All right. We're not.
You're not. That's what I heard, yeah.
I got the wrong button. Button. Who's got the button? So what do you think, Mr. Hosford? What you doing tonight? I heard you were watching the streets of San Francisco, and Carl Malden was talking about the last days of fat on there.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Oh, all right.
I didn't realize this was your last boogie, huh?
We didn't either till today. So, we're going around in style. We don't know if it's the last or not, but we have it planned for midnight. And we're coming back after midnight with automated talk, so it should be good. We have all our answers recorded already, you know. Shut up. Call again. Thank you. Stuff like that. So what's up new for...
Hey, Pat.
We got this one. Thank you. That's our faithful secretary.
So you get to talk to everybody at once on this call, huh?
You betcha. So what's up for Mr. Hosford in the music world? I hear you're driving taxi. You've been selling any songs to passengers or anything lately?
No. I've just been loafing it mostly.
Uh-oh.
I'm sitting here watching TV and got the...
Oh, Keith.
Hey.
Hey, what's happening?
We'll get back with Larry there in just a minute, having a technical problem. Right now we're going to play a little bit of Hosford's music.
Where did the Okies go when the dust began to blow? Did they go to Idaho? Well, maybe so. But most of the Okies I know, they went to Salinas. You know, that's where I'm from. And I guess I'm an Okie. I was raised among them. Okies and Mexicans. California gets hot, California gets cold. If you're raised with Okies, you will never be hungry or left alone when you're old. Back in Salinas, they're just as good as they come. I guess I'm an Okie, I was raised among them. Say the wrong side of town was right. And if you put all the Okies in the U.S. Army, I tell you we'd win all the fights. Back in Salinas, they're just as tough as they come. And I guess I'm an Okie. I was raised among them. Mexicans are loud and proud, and of course you're bound to see fights. Alice Al Sol is hard to control, but at least they're claiming their rights. Back in Salinas, you know that's where I'm from. I guess I'm an Okie or a Mexican. A horn is a thing that you blow, and the drum is a thing that you beat. If you send all the Okies and the Mexicans home, you soon have nothing to eat, not in Salinas. If that's just where I'm from, I guess I'm an Okie or a Mexican. I was raised among them to have to take.
Salinas, that's music of Larry Hosford, now living in Reno, Nevada, and now on the phone once again, our trusty secretary, taking care of things. How you doing, Larry?
I'm still here.
I hear you're picking us up fine on your microwave oven there in Reno, and wanted to hear some Merle Haggard.
That's what's happening up here, too, yeah.
Definitely a big influence on yours. Larry, stay fat over the years. We were proud to play your music, and it's too bad people out there in the radio world didn't have an open mind enough to put you on the platter more than they did. But
what are you guys going to just dissolve now?
I'm sure we'll spread around, but it won't be on a strong signal as KFAT unless we go to Mexico or Guatemala or something. But we'll be spreading the fat word around for years to come, I'm sure.
Well, good. I'm still in your game.
Hey. Take care and good night now. Happy New Year, Larry.
Right on, bud. Thanks for calling.
Larry Hosford and Fat Radio right here. Dallas Dobro with you. It's 17 before 10. Request from Reno, Nevada now. For Larry Hosford.
You said an old man to a good-looking girl. Well, I've been around this big wide world. That home on the hill, well, honey, that's mine. I got the money if you got the time. Hell, I'm not too old to cut the mustard anymore. I can still get around like I did before. So you can come along with me, my sweet, sweet hon. I'm an old man looking for fun. Hey, what I can do now, most young men. There's not a town that this boy can't paint. I can make all the nightclubs in the old time. I may be a little old, but I'm doing all right. Ain't we no? Hey, ho, we're going to go. Old to cut the mustard anymore. I can still get around like I did before. So come along with me, my sweet, sweet hon. I'm an old, old man searching for fun. Don't take me wrong, I just wanna have fun. Have someone along to help me spend my money. Cause you don't live at once, so please understand that I'm an old, old man. Trying to live while I can. Live it up, John. Just an old man. Man, trying to live while I can.
Okay, that one for Larry Hosford there. We're going to play one for our feline friends out there. The famous, the infamous, the one and only Light Crust Doughboys from around November 30th, 1938, Dallas, Texas, to be exact. Here we go. Here, Pussy Pussy, and Back to Back. You won't hear this on Casey Kasem, I tell you that. Back to Back hits with the Here, Pussy Pussy, and they finally found the Pussy Pussy about 2 months later. And we'll tell you that exciting story after the first one's over.
Come home. this cat? Well, what about this? Well, is this your cat? Well, is this your cat?
My pussy has no stripes. Besides, it ain't ever smelled like that. Call my cat, boys. Call my pussy.
Here, pussy, 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 pussy. Where can you be? Here, pussy, 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 pussy. Come back to me. Here, pussy, 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 pussy. Where do you roam? Here, pussy, 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 pussy. Please come home.
Talk about animal abuse. yeah. Yes, indeed. Skinning that little thing. But mine don't smell like...
One way is to skin a cat.
Anyway, Like Russ Doughboys there on Fat Radio. That's available through Rambler Records, a fine label out of San Francisco. The guy specializes in nothing but Western swang. He's got Moon Mulligan, Hank Penny, a whole bunch of stuff on there. That and Kaleidoscope Records, Hartman's Heartbreakers. That Rambler and Western and Kaleidoscope have some of the best Western swing coming out. So... scarf up on it, fatties.
And they're local, so it's easy to get.
Yes, indeed. We're going to finish off the early Western swing bit of the shoe right now. It's going too fast, we can tell, right now. So we're going to wrap it up. By the way, Rambler Records has a new Smokey Woods album, and Kaleidoscope Records has at least 19 volumes of the Tiffany transcriptions, the early Bob Wills stuff that is hotter than horse manure on the 4th of July. We're going to play some of the earlier Tiffany stuff right now. In the mood. Is everybody in the mood?
Yeah!
We're in the mood.
brother Shamrock. Don't you cut that office boy yet. See? I told you.
Old eight ball. That's a great one. Tell us who that
is. Tell us a little bit about this record.
We were rocking around the pool table with Bill Haley.
Yeah, this is before he decided to rock around the clock. He rocked around.
He had a cowboy hat over his spit curl back in them days.
Yeah, it's from the late 40s, 48 and 49 in Pennsylvania. And it's very hard, impossible to get. It's on a grassroots label. It's a different grassroots record, though, than the ones in Oregon.
I've never seen it. Never.
Country and Western classics.
Of course, we all know if you do find this obscure stuff, it really is worthless.
It's worthless, you know. So you should just send it to us.
Yeah, just bring it to us.
General delivery.
Roaches included.
Yeah.
The Roaches are good singers. You know, they have some early Western swing stuff and some early
stuff they do.
Bob Wills and Perry Como, they rip them up pretty well.
Yeah.
It's 10 o'clock straight up from the tallow capital of the world.
It is not 10 o'clock straight
up. You're lying. It's 2 minutes away from
That's what you have to say in radio, straight up. It's 1 minute before 10. That doesn't sound too exciting. 10 o'clock straight up from the tallow capital of the world. No, this is the garlic capital of the world, and we should say we love Gilroy, right?
We love Gilroy.
Thanks the mayor, too.
Ever since we've been institutionalized in Gilroy, we've really enjoyed it. And
I'd rather be an institution than a constipation, I tell you that much. And that we are right here. We do want to tip our hat to the beautiful city of Gilroy. I don't think we could have pulled it off in even San Martin or Morgan Hill.
No,
had to be Gilroy.
Just another charm of Gilroy. Three.
We have Miss Lacey J. Dalton on line three. Is that right? No. Groucho Marx? No.
No.
We're going to play one more record for.
Well, they're keeping us.
Maybe it's Lenny and Squeaky.
Oh no, the Pope. The Pope wants to say goodbye. We can't figure out the hand signals, so we're going to play one more song. Chip Taylor. We're going to talk about Chip Taylor, who's John Voight's brother.
Wait a minute.
We're getting the high
song.
The high song. We're getting a call in from important.
We are not playing Chip Taylor.
Not that finger. The other one.
Okay. We are ready. Okay. And who's our mystery guest tonight? Can you pick us up there? Who are we talking to out there in the radio world?
Hi there, Dallas.
Why, shoot. This is my mother. Mom, you're calling from Duluth again.
Oh, dear, I just had to call you. I knew that you were losing your job, and I just had to call you to tell you Dad still wants you to come back and take over.
I still owe you money, and I'm sorry for beating up the kids when I was earlier, but,
You didn't behave very well, sir.
I had to get my kicks, so...
And I didn't like the way you spit the cornbread all over the ceiling.
Are you still drinking heavy, Mom? You know, I'm real concerned about that.
Dallas.
We should say we're talking to Miss Jill Croston here, better known as... Who are we talking to?
Black Duck. Didn't know that, did you, Dallas?
Hey, no. So how's things going tonight?
We're rocking.
All right.
Just rocking. How are things going with you guys?
Oh, not bad. Can't complain.
You
would.
You got a wild crew over there tonight.
Well, we have a few of the people down from the local synagogues, but other than that, we're doing okay.
Okay, having a bar mitzvah there.
Would you like to say anything to the people out there in the TV land?
Hey, you know what? I would sure like to thank them all for supporting the station the way that they always have and for supporting me and my music. The way that they always have. I am going to miss you guys. Something terrible, and I know that all the other fatheads out there are going to feel the same way. I mean, what does a person do with their Le Club fat card now?
I don't know.
Think about that now. You hadn't even thought that before.
No, I haven't. We were going to build one big house out of them, see if we could move in. But that's about the only thing we have going right now. What do you... Maybe we could write Herb Cain tomorrow. What do you do with your Le Club fat card, Herb?
I know, really. Maybe Herb would know.
I got a discount at the car wash the other day with it.
By the way. Hey, you know, they're good for all sorts of things.
Really?
And if nothing else, they're good for picking your teeth.
Yeah, I've worn mine out. At least it's round by now.
I know, man. I have no corners on mine anymore either.
I've used mine for mental floss. Shoot, hell with that dental floss. It's a... Lacey J., what would you like to request? Nothing dirty now.
Oh, maybe I get to request my very own
one
song.
One of your favorite songs.
Let's hear something by Delbert.
Son of a gun, Mr. Delbert McClinton.
Yeah, something obscure by Delbert.
All right. How about his most obscure hits? I Was a Teenage Croquet Tramp. You didn't hear that. That's old as my socks.
You are definitely on the ball
on something, aren't we?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Lacey J., we all love you, and we'll keep in contact somehow.
I really hope you do, Dallas. Let's not lose touch with each other. God bless you all, and may you all have a very, very happy new year.
All right. Take care.
Yeah.
We will be hearing from you, I'm sure.
All right, darling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Your love's the only loving that makes me burn, burn. There are other men who love me, each in his own way. There are others I love in return. These others have told me they'd give anything to hold me. But darling, your love's the only loving that makes me burn, 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 burn in love. How can I be wrong?
got to trust her feelings when they're strong. And when you hold me in your arms, where I belong, this burning love will last a whole lifetime long. For his own reasons, each one's told me something I needed to learn. But I know when you hold me, when your love arms fold me, darling, your love's the only love that makes me burn, burn, burn. A woman's got to trust her feelings when they're strong. And when you hold me in your arms, where I belong, this burning love will last a whole lifetime long.
Forgetting to take their drugs. Mine used to, too. Well, now that they're getting older, they do forget. Some of them have gotten so health conscious, they don't even use them. But the truth is, now is when they need them most of all. Running the world is a bitch, and they were totally unprepared for it. So what can you do to make sure they get off every day? Give them these. Colorful, pleasant-tasting Elvis drugs. They make drug-taking fun. Parents love them. They remind them of someone who shaped their early moral judgments. And we make them in the flavors they used to love best. Cheeseburgers, French fries, cherry coke. Here in our Elvis drug labs, our trained researchers discovered a high-potency formula. And then we shaped them like little hound dogs, guitars, and teddy bears. Elvis drugs, all shook uppers, love me tenderizers, and blue suede lube. Elvis drugs, the fun way for adults to get the drugs they need.
Don't say no to this fantastic offer. Send your entire wallet to yet another Elvis ripoff box. 1 million Old Shep Expressway, Nashville, Tennessee.
Advertising turns people off.
This is Horace Enright, the Anti-Advertising Foundation, reminding you that advertising is basic to the obscene and distasteful American way of life. Do not pay any attention to advertisements. Close your ears and your eyes when you are exposed to advertisements. Do not allow advertisements to infiltrate your consciousness. This is Horace Enright of the Anti-Advertising Foundation.
This announcement presented as a public service by the Closed Consciousness Anti-Advertising Federation.
Oh, yes, some of the fat hits for you right here. We're going to try to catch them all in between now and midnight, and we're going to offer some of the best of the Fat Fry, some stuff you've never heard, some excerpts from the first Fat Fry.
Chuck Wagon and the Wheels
Chuck Wagon
are
and
here.
The Wheels are here. Who else? Jimmy Hoffa. They found Jimmy Hoffa in the dumpster out and back, and he's actually here. So we have a lot of fine stuff. We would like to thank KPFA, you folks who are lonely for some fat music. They have some semi-fat stuff with a little bit of ribble in their belly there most of the time. So please support those community stations, won't you? Yes, indeed. We have a request for Dead Puppies Are No Fun, but the new format might cover that one. We don't know. We have, speaking of format, here's a floor mat that lays around another radio station here.
Get over here.
Tom Mix. What doth you say for the fatheads out there?
Say hi, Mixer.
I caught him.
Voice. Okay.
Got me in a bad moment there. I'd just like to say that K-Fat lives.
And it will forever. That's it. Brother, he said it. That's religion for you. Dun-dun-dun. It does live, of course. We have a little greeting from... Oh, there goes another Budweiser. We have another greeting from Ray Benson right here in the Fat Radio. Stay fat.
Hi, I'm just wishing a happy new year and a prosperous, wealthy, filthy 5th of January to all you fatheads out there in California land. This is Brother Ray with Little Ricky and Tina and Topsy and Amy and Billy and Bobby and Jimmy and Jack and all the kids saying happy new year, and every cloud has a chitlin' lining. And we love you. Asleep at the wheel is how I feel. No bad deal. Good night. Drink a lot of water. All that stuff. And also remember, clean your ears from the outside.
Thank you, Brother Ray. This is for Lacey J.
You can help yourself to my last dollar
If you touch my jugs, you're gonna hear me holler. Don't take my whiskey away from me. Baby, you can take my money. You can take my last cent, honey. You may think it's kind of funny, but remember this, baby, don't take my whiskey away from me. Baby, don't take my whiskey away from me. You can help yourself to my last dollar. You touch my jug, you're gonna hear me holler. Don't take my whiskey away from me. Put that bottle down, woman.
Combining the classics of then with the music of now, Sodomy Records presents the best of Disco Hank. That's right. Now you can be the first on your block to own this exclusive collector's item, recorded just a few short weeks before Hank's untimely death. Genius is gone, but his music lives on in this dynamic new collection from Sodomy Records. Hear the brand new arrangement of...
If you love me half much as I love you.
Or how about this classic masterpiece?
Will make you weep.
24 great hits in all. Now arrangements for today's now generation. Remember this classic? Send $3.95 cash, check, or money order today to Disco Hank, Sodomy Records, Tower of Babel Building at 859 Armageddon Boulevard, Comfort Station, Kansas. Order before midnight tonight, and we'll also include the 12 original classics of Disco Bob Wills.
Deep within my heart lies a melody, a song.
Don't delay. Order today. Send $3.95 to Sodomy Records.
I was on a bus coming back to us from Atlanta in 53. And I picked up a rhythm and blues magazine laying underneath my seat. And I found out the stuff they'd been playing us wasn't made from grits and bone. And it'd take more than the crew cuts and Pat Boone to take me home. Proud of the songs they'd sing. And he had a baby under my roof with your 86 proof, watered down till it tastes like tea. It gonna pull my string, make it the real thing for me. And I remember old Elvis when he forgot to remember to forget. And when young Johnny Cash had seen this side of a big river yet. And when sun was more than the daylight shining on Memphis, Tennessee. And old Luther and Lewis and Perkins was picking and playing them songs to me. I want the real thing, train of love. Six proof watered down till it tastes like tea. You gonna pull my string, make it the real thing for me. Daylight shining on Memphis, Tennessee. And old Luther Lewis Perkins was picking and playing them songs for me. I want the real thing, train to love. Give me the real thing, leaving my heart craving. I'll make you proud of the songs they say.
Everybody's baby, but the mind's
don't want you under my roof. Six proof watered down till it tastes like tea. You're gonna pull my string, make it the real thing for me. You're gonna pull my string, make it the real thing for me.
Dougies, that's a mighty fine thing. Off of an album. Now, of course, we specialize in playing albums that are unavailable anywhere else. That's
Watch your fingerprints, please.
Yes, that's right. Dallas scribbled on here with his finger. Look at the fingerprints on the outside. But it's a West German album called Bob Hall, Left Hand Roller, because he's a left-handed piano player, which helps with the boogie-woogie.
You ever remember the old roller player?
He plays with two hands.
Well, his left hand is the strong one, and that's the boogie-woogie side of things. And we just heard You Are My Sunshine. Any comment, boys? Come on, there's three boys standing right here.
Did Gene Autry write that?
Yeah, right. Actually, Jimmy Davis co-wrote it.
That was probably one of...